it possible to say divrei hesped about the Rosh Yeshiva? The privileged perspective that I've had being a Talmud here for a number of years, quite a number of years, I could share a little tidbit with you. The hour is late, I'll be brief. 1 year on Yom Kippur before Ne'ilah, the Rosh Yeshiva shared with us his observation of the demeanor of Rabbi Avraham Yaffin and Beis Yosef before Ne'ilah. He even made a contrast to another Adam Gadol, not for the purpose of the contrast, only to highlight the Hanhaga of Rabbi Avraham. He said that he said a Shmuz before Ne'ilah the way he would always say a Shmuz any time of the year. Calm, say a Shmuz. And the Rishiva said, it seems this Hanhaga expressed to him, and he shared it with us, Rabbi Avraham was saying, we've been preparing for this moment all year, haven't we? We've been preparing for this moment all year, haven't we? More than touching up the Hanhaga of Rabbi Avraham could be that this insight was a window into the Rishiva himself. He was telling us before Ne'ilah, I've been preparing for this moment all year, haven't I? Now that he's not here, and so many of us are in a state of evil, I still hear him saying, I've been preparing for this moment all my years, haven't I? I've been preparing for this moment all of my years, haven't I? Indeed, in those great moments in Yom HaRayim, the Rishiva would exude a combination of Emes HaDin and Menuchas HaNefesh. The Emes HaDin is self-understood. The Menucha, it seemed to me, came from an acceptance, more than that, an embracing of the simple yet profound truth which he expressed to us, B'kol Ram, in his tefillah every year, of Adam Yisoyde Me'afar. And the Rishiva didn't run away from that truth. He embraced it. Adam Yisoyde Me'afar. And because he didn't run away from it, because he embraced that truth, he was able to continue that to its logical conclusion, which is, V'atahu melech keol chai v'kayim. When we understand that Adam Yisod HaYafar, all the other distractions fall away, and then we can come to the logical conclusion, the end of, towards the end of the piyut, when the son of Taikef, V'atahu melech keol chai v'kayim. The Rosh Yeshiva expressed that every year in his tefillah. That was the Menuchas HaNefesh, because he accepted it, he embraced it. There's nothing to run away from. There's nothing to run away from. He taught us to cut away all the distractions that take our mind off the basic profound truth that we were only created for Avodas Hashem, nothing else. There's nothing else going on. The only thing here is Avodas Hashem. He taught us how to cut everything else out of the picture. Adam Yisoyde Me'afar, the way he would say it, sometimes he would say, a human being is just, after all, a salami wearing a suit and tie. Regal and splendid as that salami is, you know, what is he? A salami in a suit and tie. Rabbi said the Rosh Yeshiva didn't get distracted. He didn't get distracted The Reshiva saw the MS, he saw what life's about, and he didn't lose focus. What does it mean to be a Baal Musar? What does it mean to work on himself? It means that he was mavar truths to himself, and he lived with them, and he didn't get distracted. Rabbi said, we also have to not get distracted. We also have to not get distracted. Yehi zichro baruch. Rav Dovid Kielsen, Mesevik HaMalei.